This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a three-week spending bill Friday that ends the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Federal workers who endured being furloughed or required to work without pay reacted. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The 800,000 federal workers caught in the shutdown limbo, some working, others off the job, none of them being paid for a month, say they never want to go through that again. Matt Castelli, an EPA attorney in Denver, tells Congress and the White House,
take shutdowns off the table and take federal employees off the table as bargaining chips. We can't take this.
A nurse who works at the National Zoo says the politicians were acting like middle school children with their tantrums. Eileen Hartigan adds she can't see how her being out of work made any difference on the immigration issue. I'm Tim McGuire.
Meanwhile, on the very same day, a close ally and former campaign advisor to U.S. President Trump posted a $250,000 bond after being arrested, stemming from the special counsel's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. national election. Federal agents arrested Stone early Friday in the southeastern state of Florida after a federal grand jury indicted him for making false statements, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports that it's likely that special counsel Robert Mueller will file charges on additional people.
Everyone had sort of expected, including Roger Stone, that Roger Stone would be indicted. One thing that we can't rule out, though, is another indictment that basically alleges more of a conspiracy or collusion in terms of efforts by the Trump campaign to get a hold of these hacked emails. We know a Stone associate, Jerome Corsi, who last year was offered a plea agreement, he turned that down, said, I never intentionally made a false statement. So Mueller's now on record of believing that Jerome Corsi committed a crime.
AP's Eric Tucker reporting. This is VOA News.